Okay, good morning, everybody. On this second day of the month of Iyar, which is Yom HaZikaron this year, based on the way that the calendar falls out in Shabbos in Israel, and it is a day for anybody who's ever been to Israel on Yom HaZikaron of really inarticulable grief and suffering and sorrow, both at the individual level, for families that have one of the Chalei Tzva'Gan Al Yisrael, whose lives, you know, as they knew them, were just completely destroyed when they lost their father, or their son, or their brother, or their mother. We've been speaking a lot about, you know, the pandemic and how our lives, in some sense, are before and after. That is something that these families have been living with for as long as they've been, as they are referred to as bereaved families, as mishpachot shakulot. What is so remarkable about Yom HaZikaron is that, you know, there are many families in many countries, including this one across the world, that carry certainly those same wounds. But the way that it's experienced as a nation, because of how small Israel is and how tight-knit a society it is, and the sense of Arevos, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh, it is really hard to put into words the extent to which there's a feeling of national of bonding in this sorrow. And it's really through that lens, the lens of the Mishpachot Shakulot, that I wanted to learn Mizmor Peches together, which is very unusual in Sefer Tehillim in terms of the sadness, the depths of the sadness of the Mizmor, without any Nechama coming at this at the end. David HaMelech had this, you know, kind of, you know, irrepressible bitachon. And so, you know, in almost every Mizmor of Tehillim, the exception of Mizmor Lesoda, you know, you have you always have David's bitachon bursting through at the end. But here you don't have that. The final pasuk, just to, you know, demonstrate the point, is or the final three psukim, just to really bring this point home, and then we'll go back to the beginning. You know, Alay Avrucha Ronacha Biyusecha Tzimtu Suni, Hashem's anger surrounds me, has passed over me. Sabuni Chamayim Kol Hayom, it surrounds me like waters that are going to drown me. Feeling of just drowning in sorrow. Hikifu alayachad, feel completely surrounded. Hirchakti menu ohev areya, there isn't really anybody, an ohev areya, a friend, who's close to me. Yudai machshach, everybody is in the darkness. And there's a feeling on this day of the entire country coming to terms with the pain that the bereaved fathers and mothers and almanot and wives and children who are growing up without their dads, how isolating that is. And yes, there are other kids in that situation, and yes, there are other almanot in that situation, but, you know, everybody is part of a club that they don't want to belong to. And it's really, really hard. And this day of all days, we believe that these soldiers are in Gan Eden, Vein Lamalo, Malad Lasan. The way that the Rambam describes it, they're at the highest level of Gan Eden. It's their families whose pain is front and center for us, you know, on this day. And people confront that. People confront the idea of people, as we have in Pasuk Bet here, Adonai Elohe Yeshuasi, Yom Tzakti V'alayla Negdecha. If people who spend hours a day crying and screaming out, by day and by night, Yom Sakti Balaila Nagdecha, that why did this happen? Why did you take my young one, my only one? I was watching a video last night out of Israel. He was doing a national ceremony, and a family that had given permission to their only child to join a Kravi unit lost that child. And it was, you know, the father was just, it was so raw what he was describing. Pasuk Dalad, Kisava Veros Nafshi. Obviously, we quote that during the Ma'os Sur. Rosava Nafshi, Kisava Veros Nafshi. My soul has been sated, and there's enough with Ra'os V'chayayin Lishol Higiyu. And that word Shol is so important, because that's the way the original bereaved father in the Chumash spoke. When Tarof Taraf Yosef, Yaakov said, Ki Reid Al Bini Avel Sha'ola, I will go down to the depths of the grave, for my son. Vayevko so aviv vayimayin lehisnachem. He couldn't be comforted. Of course, at that point, Yosef, you know, was still alive. But nechshavtim yordevar hayisi kigevrei neyal. All my strength has been completely sapped. Excuse me. And I feel completely, helpless in the face of this, you know, indescribable suffering. It was from your hand, Hashem, nigzaru, that they have been nichras, cut up, these soldiers who put life and limb on the line to defend the Jewish people, defend the Jewish homeland. Vehema miyadcha nigzaru. Very often, we're talking about misos mishunos, that they put themselves very much in harm's way, and the feeling is miyadcha nigzaru, that you allowed this to happen to them. Those raise very complicated emotions, and the entire nation, again, for a day, puts itself in the shoes, as much as is humanly possible, of those who are experiencing these emotions all year round. Shitani v'bor tachtios machshakim bim solos. Put me in a bore, this dark subterranean place, b'machshakim bim solos, in darkness, in the depths. Alay sabcha chamasacha v'chol mishbarecha nisasala, and your wrath goes over me. And again, the Mizmor continues on in this manner, and as I noted, it's very unusual amongst the Mizmori Tehillim, in that it concludes on this note as well. Herchaktim meni oyev areya, as much as we as a society try to reach out on this day, miyudai machshach, the end of the day, there is a recognition that we cannot fathom what it is to have given one, in some cases two, for the sake of the nation, so that the nation might live and the Jewish people could once again be a sovereign people in their homeland. There is an enormous mesiras nefesh that comes with that, from the religious, from the secular, and today is a day to try to demonstrate the sense of rachmanas, of compassion for the enormity of that suffering, and hakaras hatov for the fact that the entire Jewish people, whether they live in Israel or they live in the diaspora, has a state in no small measure due to this unparalleled mesiras nefesh, of a willingness generation after generation to stand in the breach on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And so from 6,000 miles away, we continue to identify and we continue to try to alleviate that sense of isolation. All the Mishpachot Shaklot, every year when you hear them interview, they say, this day is good for the nation. It's important for the nation to take pause, but every day is Yom HaZikaron for me. It's not like, tomorrow I'm going to wake up and it'll be Yom HaTzmaut and I'm going to stop grieving. Maybe some people can have that response, but for the vast majority, it's something, petza patuach, an open wound for life. You don't get over that kind of thing, and confronting that pain is difficult for any society to do, but it's absolutely necessary for us as a people to try to make that leap on this day, wherever we are, in support of those who have given the most for Eretz Yisrael and for Am Yisrael and for Jewish history. Everybody should have a meaningful Yom HaZikaron.